And one of those services we provide is the weather forecast from meteorologist Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. It looks like another foggy day across parts of the Midwest. We've seen a lot of this here over the last week or week and a half or so. It's just a sign of the fact that the seasons are trying to change, but they can't make up their mind which way they want to go. Temperatures are going to be warming up again across parts of the Midwest here today, at least in the southeast half of the region. But there is a cool front that's working its way from northwest to southeast across the region. And by the time we get to Friday morning, we're likely to see quite a bit of the region a bit cooler. Now, today, we'll see those temperatures getting up into the 70s and 80s across a fair amount of the region. And that's not bad for October the 8th. We are expecting it to be a mostly dry day in the lower parts of the Midwest, but we do have this frontal system, and it is going to bring in an opportunity for some shower activity as it cuts through the region. Most of the precipitation that's advertised is just simply not going to be very substantial at all. The air is fairly dry, and so we'll see a few showers. I don't want to say that it won't rain, but the precipitation that occurs is going to be extremely brief and light in most cases. I would put coverage maybe somewhere around 30 or 40% for the Midwest as a whole, and we'll probably see moisture totals staying under a quarter of an inch in many, many cases. The frontal system and the associated precipitation will pull out of the southeastern part of the region by the time we get to Friday afternoon, and we'll be looking at sunshine back across the region once again, and then we'll go into another several days of dry weather across the Midwest, so good to excellent maturation and harvest conditions are expected. There is a frontal system, another one that will cut through the region briefly on Monday. This system has potential of firing up a few more showers as it comes across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. So from Illinois to Michigan and parts of Ohio, a few spotty showers again possible at the first of the week. But don't look for these to be any more meaningful than what we'll see out there today. And so the end result is that if there's any disruption to farming activity, it's going to be extremely brief, lasting a few hours at the most, and we'll be right back at it again. Now, I mentioned before the temperatures will cool off a little bit as we get into the day tomorrow, and indeed we will. The afternoon highs across the Midwest tomorrow afternoon will only be in the 60s in a big part of the region, a few lower 70s in the Ohio River Valley, and a few upper 50s across parts of the Great Lakes region. This is a quick 1 to 1.5 day cool off. We'll see the temperatures starting to warm up in the western Corn Belt on Saturday with highs back into the 70s and 80s. In fact, parts of the U.S. plains may actually get over 90 degrees again for the afternoon on Saturday. That heat will work its way eastward, and we'll see 70s and 80s in a fair amount of the Corn Belt on Sunday, and perhaps on Monday we'll see another round of somewhat cooler weather coming across the region. That's with that second frontal system that I mentioned before. It's a little dry out in parts of hard red winter wheat country. We still need to see better rainfall in southwest Kansas, parts of Colorado. Last few days, though, we have seen some rain in parts of West Texas, and includes the Texas Panhandle, and some of those areas are doing okay. Overseas, it still is a focus on attention for northern Brazil. Getting the crops to get into the ground is going to be a challenge until rain shows up in that area. There are going to be showers and thunderstorms this weekend across parts of Mato Grosso, and they should see aggressive planting take place. Shortly after that rain, it'll be mostly dry next week, so good progress is likely to take place. This is Drew Lerner, Weather Incorporated.
Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good day.
You too. Meteorologist Drew Lerner joining us on this Thursday.